What can the city do to reduce gun violence? Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn says the city has tried gun stings, stronger criminal penalties, and reaching out to the state legislature to toughen local gun laws. Now the city wants to try something new, and that's asking businesses to designate themselves as gun-free zones by putting a decal in their window that says just that.
These businesses are saying, we don't want guns in our establishments. We want to protect our patrons from gun violence and create safe places for people to gather peacefully. That's certainly within the values of the city of Seattle.
At a press conference, McGinn noted how state law actually preempts the city from banning guns in publicly owned places. But private businesses can set up rules on who can come inside. Gun owners, meanwhile, are considering walking into gun-free zone businesses and handing out cards that would read something like, "You've lost me as a customer, and I'm telling all my friends not to patronize this place." That's according to Dave Workman, a local gun rights advocate with the Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue.
It's an affront to people who their only crime is that they want to exercise a constitutionally protected fundamental civil right.
Workman said more than 400,000 adults have active concealed pistol licenses in the state. A program like this one, he says, alienates gun owners and doesn't make good business sense. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.